May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 393. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. 393.
Thank you. Let us turn for our reading to the Gospel according to St. Luke. We'll read chapter 17 and the first 8 verses of chapter 18. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible that offences will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant ploughing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, Go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come, when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. And he spake a parable unto them, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? May the reading of God's word be blessed to our souls. May he help us now to pray. O Lord God Almighty, do enable us to bow now before thy majesty. Enable us, Lord, to truly pray from our hearts unto thee, believing that thou art that one who hast ascended and has passed into the heavens with thy own precious blood, and there to plead and to intercede on behalf of poor sinners. Lord, thou dost stand there with thy people upon thy heart. Oh, that we may now approach unto thee and ask great things of thy majesty, who art able to do all things, yea, great things, more than we can ask or think. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou dost look upon us this day. Look upon us in our spiritual needs, we pray, above everything. But do remember us in our whole path, both providential and spiritual, and all the cares and concerns that may have been brought into thy courts this day. Lord, we come especially to consider those eternal things, and we do pray there may be, Lord, a leaving outside of thy courts, earthly things and inferior things this day. Could it please you to drive them from our hearts and minds? There may be things that have occupied one and another through the past week, maybe things before them. But Lord, may there be that leaving aside of those things. May we consider heavenly things. Look upon us then, Lord, we do pray this day. And Lord, do supply our need. Thou knowest what we lack. Thou knowest what we stand in need of. And we're all here open, naked and opened before thine eyes. Oh Lord, do make up, we pray, and do supply what we so greatly lack. We who, Lord, in Adam lack everything and have by nature nothing that can be accounted good in thy sight. And thy word tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And yet, Lord, we trust there are a goodly number here who hope that thou hast given them more than that. Lord, that thou hast given them a new nature, a new heart, has given them a good hope through grace and precious faith. But Lord, still we feel our lack. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, then to graciously supply. Come, Lord Jesus, and give us of thy own grace that sufficiency which is in thee. And may there be those blessings sent down from heaven, Lord Jesus, those fruits of thine own work, those fruits of thy own righteousness, thy own obedience. And Lord, in suffering and bleeding and dying, and as thou hast ascended, oh, we do pray that we, Lord, may receive the fruits of that work. Come and do us good in our souls, and we pray. Oh, Lord, may we not have a name to live and yet be found dead. Come and, Lord, bless us with that true spiritual and eternal life. And may we have that communion with thee. May we know, Lord, that we are thine and that thou art ours. And may this great matter be decided by thee. Oh, Lord, indeed, Lord, thou knowest all these things. And known unto thee from the beginning are all thy works. But Lord, we pray that thou hast make it known to us. Make to us salvation known. And witness with thee blood. And Lord, may it be a real concern then with us that we are found right with thee. May there be that exercise amongst the friends here. May there be those seeking souls within these pews, longing and seeking to know their interest in thy redeeming love. And Lord, that we pray that we may be then ever on that stretch after thee. We do pray to be saved from coldness and lukewarmness and distance. Oh, we pray that, Lord, we may be given that heavenly heat and that we may be granted that right zeal to win Christ and be found in him. Lord, remember us then, we pray, and we ask that some good thing may be done in our midst this day. May thy word be in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. It is thy word, Lord. But may it be thy word, that is, as it is clothed with power and as it is applied by the Holy Spirit. May souls receive it as thy word, and may it do us good. May it feed us and nourish us, quicken us, as the psalmist said, quicken us through thy word. And may it be there is that purifying of our hearts by faith. Lord, thy word is pure. Oh, we pray that it may indeed purify our hearts by belief of the truth. And Lord, may we know something of that washing of water by the word. Come and take away all errors and evil thoughts and lead us to thyself. We ask that thou then remember, Lord, our gathering here. We do pray it may be a time thou hast appointed. Thou alone canst prepare hearts to receive the word. Lord, it is all of grace. It is grace, Lord, in every way. Oh, Lord, we need that preparation. In the pulpit, we need that preparation in the pew. And Lord, we pray it may be so. And may there be that flowing together, if it could be thy will, between the pulpit, desk and pew. Lord, we pray those do souls good then. We pray there may not be a coming in vain for thy dear people. Make it to be a good day in thy courts, and thy name, Lord Jesus, to be as ointment poured forth. May there be true worship given us. There may be a company of sinners yet found as Mary at thy feet. And Lord, learning of thee, we pray that thou wilt remember then the cases of the friends. They are all known to thee. And come and break the bread of life. Keep us in thy fear, we pray this day. And we ask that it may be made to us through the whole day, thy day. Oh, keep our thoughts and our affections on things above. Deliver us from our own spirits, we pray. We pray those gather, Lord, remember the gatherings, Lord, of all thy people. Those especially known to us up and down our country. And Lord, we pray that thou hast blessed the churches. Oh, bless us, Lord, in our day and generation. Maybe those who are found, Lord, looking for thee, looking to thee. And we pray that thou wilt still work that glorious work, that great work of salvation. Call souls out of darkness into thy light. We pray for thy labouring servants. Be with them wherever they are found, Lord. And we do pray that thou wilt remember the afflicted of those thy servants that go forth, and we pray that thou hast grant those healing mercies. May we be truly thankful that thou hast extended to our day the preaching of the gospel. Oh, may much prayer be heard, Lord. Thou be with us in this. Be with us in our preaching, in our hearing. Lord, we remember thy afflicted people, any unable to be here. We pray thou hast go to them and help them and be with them where they are. And likewise, any away at this time. Remember thy infirm people, we pray thee. And Lord, any bereaved also, as we know there are some amongst the causes. Oh, be gracious to such. Oh, Lord, we would acknowledge thy manifold mercies. Day by day, O Lord, thou dost supply our temporal needs. And day by day, thou art a faithful God in our spiritual needs. Oh, we would return our thanks, and as we come to thy courts, so many, many mercies. And Lord, as we close at the end of this day, we pray we may be able to return thanks for thy help in thy courts this day. Oh, come then, Lord, amongst us, we pray thee. And do, Lord, help us and lead us into thy truth, we pray. Open up thy words to one who shall speak and those who shall hear. Guide us into all truth. And Lord, do bless the hymns given out. Or we pray that we may be given that grace to sing with the heart and understanding. And may all be to thy honour and glory, Lord Jesus. So be with us in all our needs, we pray. And do forgive our every sin. For Jesus' sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn 295. I ask the Lord that I might grow in faith and love and every grace, might more of his salvation know and seek more earnestly his face. 295.
the Lord may be pleased to be our helper. We turn to a word upon our mind in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18 and verse 8. Luke, chapter 18 and verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke chapter 18 and verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Firstly, we would mention how this parable has been recorded and spoken by our Lord to the encouragement of his dear people, often faint and weary in the way to heaven, and faint indeed as they have the sight of their sinnership often before their eyes, faint under temptations, faint under many, many trials they may be passing through. Oh, but the blessing, the great blessing there is of the throne of God's grace, and he who sits upon it, even Jesus, who has been raised up and now exalted to the right hand of God with all power, yes, with heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. And it is, dear friends, such a great and blessed thing if we're able to see that we have a great high priest before the throne of God. And seeing that we have this high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, and let us come boldly to a throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Dear friends, there is one there, yes, an high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and one who is a just judge and who will avenge his dear elect. And therefore, the end of this parable is to encourage us to the exercise of prayer, that we're not always to pray and not to faint. Well, may that be indeed a word for some here who may be fainting even this day about many things, and feeling weary in these things, to pray. Men are always to pray and not to faint. Well, of course, we have the account of an unjust judge and how eventually he gave in through weariness to the request of the widow. But how much more shall our good and heavenly Father in heaven give good things to those that ask him? And he who is a just judge, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. The Lord does, and he will answer prayer. And though he tarry, wait for it. And dear friends, there's many things in our lives which are too difficult, too crooked for us. And we need much grace to leave them at his footstool, and believing indeed that he is the judge of all the earth, and the judge of all the earth will do right. There is a sense then in this He'll avenge them speedily in those many deliverances and appearances of the Lord on behalf of his dear people now in this time state. But of course we think also of that great deliverance, that last deliverance, dear friends, when he shall come again. And indeed, the blood of the saints, as we read in Revelation, that cry out from the earth for justice. And indeed, his waiting people, his oppressed people, his longing people. Dear friends, when the Son of Man cometh, oh, how he'll come to deliver them and set them free. How he will indeed come, and there, yes, the judge of all the earth will do right. He will put a perfect division between the sheep and the goats. And dear friends, those that wait for him, he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Well, these are glorious and precious truths. We have in our text a question, and a question we do well to heed and hear. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Dear friends, this is a question, isn't it? Which is indeed a searching question. When the Son of Man cometh, yes, his great and awful coming, will he find faith on the earth? Now, in the outset here, we consider his dear people. For really, where there is faith on the earth, it speaks of his people. His people in every kindred, nation, tribe and tongue, who are granted that special, peculiar faith of God's elect. In the character indeed set before us, in this very parable, his elect, which cried day and night unto him. Friends, it speaks of a people waiting for their Lord. And it speaks of a people looking for and to their Lord. And when he cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Well, according to the scriptures, if we speak and answer this, dear friends, according to the scriptures, in a numerical way, I believe we can say yes. I do believe there will be a people on the earth, a people on the earth, when the Lord comes the second time. We are told by the apostle, as he wrote to the Thessalonians, concerning those that are alive and remain on the earth. And a very special, precious truth it is that when the Lord Jesus comes that second time, there will be a people waiting and watching for the Lord. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord? Well, I do believe there will be a people. But I believe if we compare Scripture with Scripture, we'll find this. It would seem that those people will be few. And we can indeed come into this, dear friends. The righteous scarcely be saved. Oh, just a few. Because you know the days of the coming of the Son of Man are likened, as we read, to the days of Noah and to the days of Lot. Now consider that, friends, Noah. We know how he is recorded in the list of the faithful in the book of Hebrews, who moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Yes, because he believed God. He believed God, God's word concerning the judgment. And moved with godly fear, which is the spirit of faith, he built an ark to the saving of his house. But dear friends, he was one among a thousand there, wasn't he? Oh, there were many on the earth, it would seem. But that one man moved with fear. And so indeed, he did take his wife and sons and their wives into the ark with him, a company of eight, saved by water. Oh, dear friends, the rest were overcome and drowned in the flood. And so it is likened then to the last times. Yes, and we realize, as in Noah's day, in our day, oh, how violence covers the earth. And because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. Dear friends, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith in the earth? Will there be one like Noah, preparing an ark for the saving of his house? Or laying up prayers against that day, the awful day of the Lord? Yes, not so much labouring for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Or will there be one indeed concerned about himself and his household, and how they will do in that great day? Will you find faith in the earth? Likewise, I say, the days of Lot. And this, dear friends, speaks to us even more narrowly than the days of Noah. You know, Abraham prayed, oh, for 10 righteous souls, that city might be spared, even Sodom, for 10 righteous souls. And we know how the Lord heard Abraham's prayer and sent Lot out of the overthrow. You know, dear friends, though his wife came with him and his daughters, we only see the fruits of real faith in Lot. Why? It is a solemn consideration, isn't it? That Lot's wife, she looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. She went so far with a godly husband. And dear friends, you may go so far indeed with a godly husband. May go so far with a godly wife, children, you may go so far with the godly parents. But the point is this, is your heart right with God? Are you really delivered yourself from this present evil world? Has the Lord given you a new heart, a new nature? Are you seeking a better country? What was God's command to Lot? Flee to the mountains. Get you out of this place. And so it is, isn't it, concerning the pollutions of the world, the sins, dear friends, of the earth, which we would all be in by nature, children of wrath by nature. What is it said to us? Depart ye. Depart ye. Ye that bear the vessels of the Lord. And come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We say then, Lot's wife, solemnly, look back. And then a little later, dear friends, his daughters, though they were delivered from the city, yet sinned so basely with their deceiving their father. Oh, what solemn things these are, how narrow they come. Friends, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith in the earth? We can only really speak with confidence of one man at that time in the overthrow of Sodom. It was Lot, one soul only. And we read of him, just Lot, who was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So I say, I believe it speaks something of the fewness of the Lord's people in the latter days. There are many, many signs indeed set forth in the Scriptures concerning the last days. But I do believe this is one of them. Dear friends, it's the fewness of God's people. Because, you see, really in itself, this is one of the Lord's judgments in the earth. Because the Lord can only really hearken to his own elect. And we know how God's elect will pray. And do pray, dear friends, for the good of poor sinners and for the good of their country. And it is a tremendous favour. Where the righteous are found, we have it indeed that the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, look at Abraham, who we've already mentioned, and how Abraham stood before the Lord. Friends, the Lord heard it, heard that prayer. As he prayed on behalf of Sodom, the Lord heard the prayer of Elijah, didn't he? As he requested that the heavens be stayed and prayed again for rain. Shall he find faith in the earth? Well, then the fewness, perhaps, of the Lord's dear people would speak of the last days. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? But then, dear friends, we consider this word in our own case, as it is a word indeed placed by the Lord Jesus, I believe, for his dear people, his dear elect to consider. How stands the case with me? Yes, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Is Jesus Christ thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? It is well then for us each to consider our own case according to this word. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? Now many indeed do live without God, and they live without hope. They live without need. They live and die without faith. And dear friends, life as such is fruitless, and the death of such is awful. Oh, but the blessings that will attend those who live that life of faith and their blessed end, as they shall lie down in peace. Let us consider our own case in this. Dear friends, there is so much to consider in our own life. And firstly, let us speak of this indeed, concerning the context of this widow woman and the Lord's exhortation that men are always to pray and not to faint. Now, dear friends, there are so many things, aren't there, which may hinder us in coming to a throne of grace. Yes. Nevertheless, the Lord has left on record that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of all those that diligently seek him. And I do believe, yes, if I can speak for myself, one of our greatest hindrances in coming, friends, is our unbelief. Now I would speak to the Lord's trembling people in this. Dear friends, I do not believe the Lord Jesus spoke this to condemn you, but rather that you should consider this, and to bring us into the exercise of the disciples of whom we read in the 17th chapter. Lord, increase our faith. Now consider this. Friends, we have the throne of grace. Oh, do we really believe in that one who fills it? I say, what think you of Christ? And what think you of what he has wrought, what he has done? Dear friends, how true it is, isn't it, if we believed half of what we profess to believe, what different people we would be. But dear friends, all to believe what Christ has done. What does this mean to you? What does it mean to me? Yes, what he has done at Calvary. I say, in laying down his life as a sacrifice to give the full remission of sins to his people forevermore. Oh, what does that mean to you? Do you plead it? And dear friends, you have hope that you are amongst those who have faith. Oh, do you plead it indeed as your whole salvation? And indeed, as you come before the throne of grace now, dear friends, to see there one who has exalted a prince and a saviour for to give repentance unto Israel and remission of sin. Well, how many live without any faith at all in the once crucified, now risen, and now exalted Saviour? And they have not, because they ask not. God has never brought them to ask. Oh, what a solemn life that is, dear friends. But how is it with you and me? Do we believe in the name and the virtue of that one who is risen and exalted? Friends, and do we believe he ever lives to make intercession for poor and needy sinners? I say we can become very tried about many things in our lives, many things in our souls. But oh, for that precious faith to believe in him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And this is the faith of God's elect. It lays hold on the Saviour. Just like that woman who came behind in the press and touched the hem of Christ's garment and obtained that healing virtue. My dear friends, that is the faith. That is the faith of God's elect. We receive something from heaven, something from God. You see, it's not to have a name to live and yet be dead in a profession. Dear friends, we can have all the rounds of service. We can be called a Christian. But it's to receive something from heaven, isn't it? Yes, and you see how those who came poor and needy to the Lord Jesus possessed a faith, received mercy and found grace. Yes, we have it at the close of this chapter, that beggar who cried, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee." Likewise, in the chapter we read, in the 17th chapter, we had those lepers that were cleansed. And Jesus said to that one who thanked him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now, dear friends, has the Lord done anything in you? Anything for your soul? Has he done anything for my soul? It is true indeed, we are in the flesh. And it is true, dear friends, we have an old man that plagues us. And it is true that we are not perfect and far from it. And sometimes we cannot see our signs, can we? But is your only hope in the Lord Jesus? And do you look to him for everything? And have you cast away the rags of your own righteousnesses? And are you fleeing now to the name of the Lord, which is as a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe? And have you found through his righteousness peace in your soul? And has the Lord locked up there the remission of sin? Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Well, it is manifest then, is this precious faith, by what is done in the believer. And I believe it will manifest openly. My dear friends, in that chapter we mentioned, the chapter 11 in Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, how we have the catalogue of the faithful and the works that were done by faith. And these things, as James tells us, they're the things which manifest that faith. "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect or complete? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them away out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Well, shall he find faith in the earth? Friends, it's how we are. How are we living? Is the life we're living testifying as one who has the faith of God's elect? Do we live by faith and prayer? And are we trusting wholly in Christ's merits? Longing in his likeness to appear, as the hymn writer says. And dear friends, what are you looking for? For this is really what we come down, you see, to here. Will we be amongst that people waiting for the Lord? What is the manner of our life? Friends, are we living for this world? Yes, if we have hope in Christ for this life only, we are of all men most miserable. You may pray to God about providential things and earthly things, and so your faith may go thus far. But friends, if that is everything, that will die when you die. We'll be of all men most miserable. Friends, the faith of God's elect looks beyond this world to where the forerunner Jesus has for us entered, even into heaven. And the Lord's dear people are living for heaven. For we read in the scriptures that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Is your treasure in heaven? Because there your Saviour Jesus has entered. And if you're not able to say, my Saviour, my Lord, my God, yet, to say there your hope has entered. I say, dear friends, it's a hope beyond the grave, isn't it? And if we really possess the faith of God's elect, we'll be like Abraham. Our manner of life will resemble his. We'll become a stranger and a pilgrim in the earth. David confessed it, that he was a stranger and a sojourner, as all his fathers were. Oh, he knew it was but for a time. But he looked for a city, did Abraham, and all the righteous, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Well, they lived as if this place were not their home. And they lived for another world. And will you find faith on the earth? Well, I say, examine your lives in this. May I examine mine? My dear friends, what are we by nature? Well, maybe we're lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Yes, we indeed spend our lives exercised and concerned about earthly things. What we shall eat and drink, our families, our business. We may even indeed be as that man who had laid up great things and said to himself, take thine ease, eat, drink and be merry. But my dear friends, if we live according to the sight of our eye, and merely for the good of our bodies, oh, it will not be well with us at that great day. You think of that man who came into the wedding without a wedding garment, and they took him up and cast him out. Friends, what does it speak? Oh, you need the Lord Jesus. Yes, you need a righteousness in which to go to heaven. And are you found amongst those pleading it? Even the name and the merits of the Lord Jesus. And so I say, yes, the manner of life. And Do we live by prayer? As we come back to the context of this word, that men are always to pray and not to faint. Well, I believe the Lord's people are found a praying people, and they are waiting upon the Lord. And yet let me speak from this word, dear friends, is I believe the Lord has spoken it to stir up an exercise as to perhaps the coldness of the Lord's dear people. I say we can grow lukewarm, can't we? And also, you see, the way in which we may only half open our mouths in prayer. Why, believing certain things are impossible. I say, isn't it true with us? If friends, we perhaps spend our breath in murmuring, but oh, is not the life of the faithful in laying up prayers and calling upon the Lord Jesus? Oh, in coming to his throne of grace, shall he find faith in the earth? Dear friends, we perhaps come into that word then, that we have not because we ask not. Oh, that we may be given that faith to ask. Maybe some things that you greatly feel you need. Maybe the Lord has shown you lack in your soul. Oh, for that faith to ask of him who can supply all your need. Maybe those things indeed in your family. We think of spiritual things, friends. Impossible cases, souls as yet dead in trespasses and sins, who as yet show no signs of grace. Do you pray for them? Do you ask for them? My dear friend, shall you find faith in the earth? We want to come back to Abraham in this. Abraham was termed the friend of God. He was a righteous man in Christ Jesus. And he went on his way with those angels towards Sodom. And I believe I've already mentioned this, but we read concerning him that he stood yet before the Lord. Consider those few words. Because the Lord had pronounced evil against Sodom. And said he would destroy that place, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Now, in the face of your impossibilities, maybe you would pray for another or your own soul's salvation. Friends, in the face of impossibilities, pray. This is the faith of God's elect. And see that faith of Abraham. God remembered Abraham and he sent Lot out of the overthrow. Let us never then say that it's a useless thing to pray. Men are always to pray and not to faint. There may be indeed, as you look into your own soul, impossible things. Yes, your sin abounds. And you've seen indeed such solemn works of sin and Satan. Oh, but still, pray on. My dear friends, he is able to save unto the uttermost. And we read, didn't we, that if we had faith as that grain of mustard seed, we would sound to that sycamine tree, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Nothing shall be impossible. My dear friends, all things are possible with God. And he's not said unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. He says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Well, we are impossible creatures, aren't we? But how slow we are to bring our impossibilities to the Lord. You think of that man who had the afflicted son. My dear friends, how he brought him to the disciples, they could not cure him. Jesus said, bring one to me. And the rebuke there, you see, was concerning the unbelief. Oh, the man said, if thou canst do anything, oh, shall the Son of Man find faith on the earth? My dear friends, he did possess faith. Let us be clear on that. Yes. But oh, how we need the Lord to increase it. And those impossibilities, to bring them to the Lord Jesus. Job said this, when the Lord appeared, I know thou canst do everything. And we may speak then concerning our providential path. Dear friends, there may be those here waiting upon the Lord, and maybe you're at a place where you're like the Israelites at the Red Sea. There's no way through. But will you be as those who said, let us return to Egypt? Or will you continue calling upon God, waiting for him to make that way for you? I say that in every way, both spiritual and providential, our word speaks of souls who wait for the Lord. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for thine expectation is from him. And may the Lord grant us that precious faith to wait. That little faith that we may have, which is real, The Lord increase it. The Lord make it evident to you and me that indeed we are found amongst those who have faith on the earth. Yes, because these dear friends who die in faith, oh, it is well with them. Well, well, life enduring. Well, when called to die, shall he find faith on the earth? Yes, then this is a searching word in many respects. Friends, as we consider what little faith we have, and indeed how slow we are to profess his name, how slow we are to confess him. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Shall you find faith in the earth? My dear friends, you know, it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. I say, what have you spoken of Christ? What have we confessed of him? And this is the fruit, isn't it, of precious faith? Oh, dear friends, if we examine all these things we have to say, what little faith do we possess? And there are those things most surely believed amongst us. But I say, do we? And when the Son of Man cometh, shall you find faith on the earth? Well, as I said at the outset, the answer, friends, is that yes, he will. But maybe our concern that are we amongst that people? Are we amongst them? This should be our concern. We can rejoice in our profession. We can glory in many things. Those apostles who the Lord sent forth to preach, they gloried in that the devils are made subject to them. And they had a special faith given them, a special faith for their ministry, in which they could cast out devils. We may have a special faith in various respects, dear friends, in the calling in the church of God. But what did the Lord Jesus say? Rejoice not in this, but that thy names are written in heaven. That's the point. Oh, dear friends, will we be found amongst the Lord's people at last? You know, naked we come into this world, naked shall we return thither. Everything that we've had in this world, everything that we've been in this world, our name and title in this world, we have to leave it. Naked we will return thither. We have to die poor sinners, won't we? May it be our concern then, friends, that we die in the faith, that we are found personally in Christ Jesus, our names are written in heaven, and to have indeed a place there in glory prepared for us. Oh, as Jesus has gone to prepare a place for all his people, have a place there, yes. The sparrow hath found an house for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord. Oh, may we, poor sinners, have a place there in glory and find a place now in the heart, the wounded side of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that our names may be written in heaven. Well then, is this our great concern? And is it our concern in, as we sing, give me Christ. Give me Christ, or else I die. Friends, this is what the faith of God's elect is looking to. It's a waiting people, waiting upon the Lord Jesus. Well, what does his name mean to us? Is it precious? Unto you that believe, he is precious. It's a precious name. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Precious name. It's his ointment poured forth. It does him good. And I want to say this, indeed, some of the trembling souls who come to the throne of grace, sometimes sin stops you from praying. Sometimes you haven't got a heart to pray. Sometimes, indeed, you don't know how to pour forth. But do you see something precious in the name of Jesus? Maybe only how to pray, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. But, dear friend, that's sufficient, isn't it? You're calling upon the Saviour. Oh, what does that name mean to you and me? My dear friends, then, if we have the faith of God's elect, It will mean everything. And we will be found before his throne, coming through his merits alone, through his precious blood. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Well, the Lord bless his word. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £735, for which we're truly thankful. And God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 687. Ye broken hearts all who cry out unclean, and taste of the gall of indwelling sin, lamenting it truly and loathing it too, and seeking help duly, as sinners must do. 687.
Thank you.
O Lord, do pardon all that has been amiss in our worship this morning. Bless thy own word, we pray. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.